How Open Are You? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on February 21st, 2019. An open mind is symptomatic of an open energy system, and openness is the only way we can let miracles in. It's something I say in the Sacred Circle quite a bit, because truthfully, after years of doing this work, I can say with absolute certainty that the difference between people who have monumental shifts and modest ones is never how many worksheets they do or how much they understand the content. It's always how open they're ready to be. And as people who've been told we're too much and not enough, as people who have never quite fit in, we visionaries have a lot of good reason not to be open. We want control. We want to have a plan. We want to be able to predict that we'll be financially sound in 6 months, or we'll have X amount of clients by a certain date, or we'll just finally have the relationship we want soon. We get really, really focused on one or two ways that things can look, and we start to close ourselves off to miracles, to saying yes to things that are uncomfortable and unfamiliar. In my own life story, I talk a lot about getting really sick. It's what led me to heal myself, deepen into spirituality, fall in love with Garrett, and eventually leave my job to start this business. It's got all the hallmarks of a good story. Drama, surprise, a happy ending. It's almost shocking how open I was to miracles that looked nothing like the life I'd planned. But I don't always talk about the far less glamorous story that preceded that one. The one that, I believe, made it possible. That allowed me to be open to it. About 6 months before I got sick, I was visiting a friend from high school who told me that she had been seriously contemplating suicide over the past year. While there was no immediate threat to her safety anymore, it really shook me up. And I started considering my own happiness, or lack thereof, my own numbness to my life and the world around me. I remembered being a young visionary, always writing stories and screenplays and dreaming up new possibilities. I remembered being too loud and too passionate and always getting in trouble, both at home and in school. Except all of that had faded. I had toned myself down so much to fit in that I didn't even recognize myself. The spark of the visionary was missing. So I made a commitment to find that spark as a new year started. I made a list of 10 rules for myself. Things like, say yes to one thing you've never done before every day, and apologize to every person you've ever hurt. To accomplish the latter, I wrote a personal email to every single family member and some friends and former relationships, sharing everything, stuff I never said, stuff I wanted to apologize for, stuff I was still angry about. And I picked a theme for each month: fitness, nutrition, friendship, work. I remember during the friendship month, I bought $600 worth of sushi for my entire office, which was paid for by me saying yes to leaving work during the middle of the day and doing a scavenger hunt that scored me tickets to the NCAA semifinals. We sold the tickets and my share paid for lunch. I said yes to a lot of things I never would have in my life. Every day I pushed myself to be more open, to taking acting class and self-assertiveness classes. I went by myself to lectures about everything from artificial intelligence to Buddhist meditation. My plan was to keep it going for at least a year, but I only made it 6 months because I got really sick and my life totally changed. And I don't know that I would have been open to all of the alternative therapies or to pursuing a relationship with Garrett had I not spent 6 months previously training my openness. I was so used to saying yes to things I didn't know or understand that it became easier to spot miracles, even when they looked like a complete and utter disaster. Openness is the only way we can let miracles in. We visionaries are here to envision huge possibilities, bigger than the tiny little boxes the world currently has. And we can feel it, but sometimes we can't see it. Because we're so used to the way things are done. We're so used to what's reasonable that we're closed off to miracles. We're closed off to big, monumental visions. The world doesn't change from closing up and tightening. It changes when we can expand into something that's never been done before. We only change when we expand into something we've never done before. Until we open ourselves up to new possibilities, new opportunities, new ways of being in the world. Even after that experience of seeing the power of openness, I still catch myself closing up all the time. I get upset and frustrated when, say, the Sacred Mastermind doesn't recruit as many people this round as last round, or when someone offers critical feedback about what isn't working in the Sacred Circle, or when any number of things change in life. I want to tighten harder, become rigid like an object, objectifying life itself. Because the illusion of control is always objectification. Less interested in our own reactions than in controlling life, so we don't have to react. I catch myself assuming that I know best all the time. And by best, I mean the way I desire or have come to expect. And I close myself off from so many miracles. So many shocking ways life gives me exactly what I truly wanted. I never wanted to get sick, and yet it gifted me an accelerated path to unfold into myself, but only because I opened to it. In my humble opinion, openness is one of the most critical and underdeveloped tools in our visionary arsenal. Openness to creativity, openness to divine inspiration and guidance, openness to adventures, openness to miracles. It's through openness that we expand into all of the genius we have to offer the world. Questions for reflection. Answer in the journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. How open are you? Do you catch yourself becoming fixated on the one way this can happen or the one thing you want? Do you consider yourself a creature of habit, often choosing the same comfortable ways of doing things? What would happen if you said yes to one thing you normally wouldn't have every day? Whether it's as bold as skydiving or as subtle as reaching out to someone you admire but don't know. What would happen if you did that every day for a year? Do you believe you'd be open to more miracles? Do you believe you'd be open to more creativity? Do you believe you'd be open to your genius? And can you give yourself permission to do so?